بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمده وافي نعمته ويكافي مزيده. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Beloved respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we are in this second week of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Alhamdulillah, and last week Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be Salatul Jummah here together. Alhamdulillah. Allah opens up the doors. وَمَنْ يَتَّخِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجَهُ وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah opens up. We have to fear Allah, we have to ask Allah, we have to cry Allah. Allah will open up good for us. Whatever comes is because of my sins, whatever restrictions, my sins, my a'mal, which are polluting the earth, is causing all this. Allah forgive me, and Allah forgive the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Well, last week, we're talking, Alhamdulillah, I was talking about, Alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled us to eat salat al-taraweeh and finish the Quran khatam. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Allah is great, Allah is great. And Alhamdulillah, the brothers who just now read three paras or something, they thought, it's nothing now. If you read from Alamtara, you think that's totally like nothing. You're just doing mudbets. When you read one and a half para, two, you think that's nothing too when you read three paras. And then when you read those nine paras that day, you think now three paras are nothing. Yeah? Huh? Then you start believing, oh, yes, Imam Shafi did do 61, 62 khatams. Remember last week I said I have intention that some Ramzans, I'm going to start doing 60, 63, right now 34, 35. I said, when we study the Salaf, we see how their ma'mulat was, because we put that into practice. I have in my 1995 diary, I can show you, 97 diary. In the back, I'll show you. The other day I showed Maulana Nadeem 95 diary. He told me a dream. And my Ustaz Maulana Abdurrahim Saf from England said something, so I told him there about the green clothes. I showed him 1995 diary, August 11, the dream, and August 15, my Sheikh's interpretation of the dream that I had in 1995. This was before I was in Masjid Taqwa, when I was in England doing Khimmat. So I have a 1997 diary where I done Etikaf here by myself. That time nobody knew me, Alhamdulillah, it was good, peaceful. No, in that corner, and nobody was here, nobody in Etikaf with me. A whole month Etikaf, Alhamdulillah. So that time I started that ma'mood that I read from Hazrat Maulana Mansur Nomani's book about Hazrat Sheikh, how he used to do the three paras, 10 times a day. So by the end of Quran, by the end of Ramadan, 30 Quran khatams automatic. So I encourage that when, so even if I'm exposing something, it's for that people act upon it. For each one who's not hafiz, ghair hafiz, he should have a target, at least one Quran khatam I will do in Ramadan. At least one Quran khatam in Ramadan. One. So if you do one juz and one two rukus, one two three pages more, by 29 days you'll do one Quran khatam. That's nothing for a ghair hafiz. And for a hafiz, I said that you should start with five maybe per Ramadan, then 10, 20, then make it up to one Quran per one day. One Quran per one day. Very easy. Now that we've done 10 paras in that one night, 9 paras we've done in one night, you can believe how the salaf, because I said if somebody wants to listen to my Quran from after Fajr, before in 6 hours, reading it loudly, I'll do you the whole Quran. Read the whole Quran to you in 6 hours. So how many 6 hours there in there are 24 hours? How many 6 hours are there in 24 hours? Come on. Four. So four Quran khatams could be done loudly reading it to somebody. And when I don't read loudly, 3.5 hours less, one Quran khatam. So am I not lazy? That three hours in the daytime, 3 hours at nighttime, can I not do 60 Quran khatams? If I want to? Not just that, not want to. If Allah gives me tawfiq, if Allah enables us. If Allah does not enable us to, we can't do nothing. That is the thing. Another thing, we should have desire. Or Rasulullah stood for this long in salat. There must be a maqsad. And if you look at one rakat, you know how much that equals? In the narration where it says he started Baqarah, then he started Surah Ali Imran. No, he started Nisa. Ali Imran is next, but he started Surah Nisa. Then he started Ali Imran, and he got up to Ma'idah. You know how much that is? That is over 5 juz in one rakat. If you rate 8 times 5 is 40 juz. I'm just giving an example. There's only 30. So if you read, so Rasulullah did do that type of study. That's one rakat he read like this. It's an authentic hadith that he read. So it's not a bidah. There's a book by Sheikh Abdul Hayy Lakhnawi rahmatullahi. In Arabic we have it, and in English translation. Is this type of ibadat a bidah? This one group that has come into the ummah is destroying all that of the salaf, taking us far away from the salaf. Who even don't like Umar ibn al-Khattab, so they can't even say his name, right? So they don't even like his 20 rakat tarawih. You know, they're trying to kill all this. This brings ruhaniyat, spirituality. People doing dhikr, wasbir nafsaka ma'alladheen. You read it today in Surah Kaf. Stay with those who, you know, keep your, Rasulullah is commanded. Yeah, you, the greatest person on the earth, sayyidul awwaleen wal-akhirin, wasbir nafsak ma'alladheen yad'oona rabbahum bil-ghadati wal-ashi yuriduna wajha. Wala ta'adu aynaka anhum. Do not turn away. Stay with them, Rasulullah. Stay with the zakirin, those people who do dhikr all day. So there's people reading Quran, people reading istighfar, people reading salatul tasbih, people reading salat, aqim salat. These are all types of zikr. Stay with those people, Rasulullah. وَإِمَّا يَنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانِ فَلَا تَقُدْ بَعَدَ ذِكْرَ مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. If shaitan makes you forget, don't even sit with those people who make you forget zikr. That's how much zikr. So this month of Ramadan, Allah enable us to make use of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of blessing for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And, we should do shukr to Allah. Make a target. I said last week, one thing I did say, which is not so appropriate, is better to sleep all the time and just wake up for Fardh Salat than to speak, which is not good. So remember I said that to some people sleep a lot? But if you sleep all the time, in our Akabir Mashaykh, when they said in the Etikaf, there's no restriction. At eating time, you're allowed to eat much as you want, as a Shaykh Qutb al-Aqtab. And there used to be 500, 600 people in the Etikaf in Ramadan. In over 200-300 ulamas, they used to have this much space, this much space. Only one mu'takif would have this much space. Really, without exaggeration. This much space. We need luxury today? My father-in-law said we couldn't even move this side or this side and sleep. This much space. That's the crowd that he used to have. He used to have one announcement: no speaking. Besides that, at the time, you can sleep all day too. Fardh time, you just, that doesn't matter. But no speaking. And that was the fast of the previous ummah. فَلَنْ أُقَلِّمَ الْيَوْمِ إِنْسِيَّ. As the Muslim said, I will not speak to anybody today because إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لِرَحْمَانِ صَوْمًا. So speaking, that's the tongue kills us. Allah enable us to stay quiet. Allah especially give me. I have a bad loose tongue. Allah give me. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. A person who believes in Allah in the final day, what should he do? He should speak good, فَلْيَسْمُوتْ. Or he should stay quiet, shut. You should speak good or stay quiet. Allah enable us to be a benefit of the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. And Allah bring down good decisions. So brothers, keep crying, make dua. Things will open up inshallah. Good work. Subhanallah.